Hillary Clinton's first trip abroad as Secretary of State is to Asia, underscoring that America is a trans-Pacific power as well as a transatlantic one. In Tokyo today, she offered assurances of more respect for Japanese and other Asian points of view. She also promised greater efforts to battle climate change, action to revive the sagging world economy, and continued pressure on North Korea to abandon nuclear weapons. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with the secretary.
Secretary Clinton capped a day of meetings in Tokyo with the kind of forum she seems to prefer, a town hall with students at Tokyo University.
And America is ready to listen again. Too often in the recent past, our government has not heard the different perspectives of people around the world. In the Obama administration, we intend to change that.
Glorious to meet you. My name is Ken Sakakibara, belonging to...
Students eagerly raised their hands to ask the secretary about everything from nuclear energy to the perception that the U.S. war on terrorism is anti-Islam. Secretary Clinton says her next stop, Indonesia, is part of her effort to reach out to the Muslim world. On climate change, the secretary said she'd like to see the U.S. and Japan work together to help China avoid the mistakes other industrialized nations have made.
Here is an opportunity for Japan and the United States to work in partnership with China to help them leapfrog over the harmful pattern of development. You know, Japan is, as you know, a leader in clean energy.
Secretary Clinton said this partnership with China could be an engine for growth for Japan's sagging economy. She didn't mention the fact that Japan's finance minister resigned today amid allegations that he was drunk at a recent international conference, nor did she discuss the prime minister's low approval rating. Instead, she extended an invitation for Taro Aso to become the first foreign leader to meet President Obama in the White House next week. Japan's foreign minister said this is a sign of how important U.S.-Japanese relations are. He also said he came away from his meeting with the secretary confident that U.S. policy on North Korea won't change in any significant way. Clinton said she's watching Pyongyang closely.
The possible missile launch that North Korea is talking about would be very unhelpful in moving our relationship forward.
She met with families of two of the Japanese citizens who were abducted decades ago by North Korea, and one of her aides called that a particularly difficult but moving meeting for her. The secretary also took in a bit of Japanese culture, a tea ceremony with the empress at the Imperial Palace, and a visit to a shrine dedicated to Emperor Meiji, the father of modern Japan. Secretary Clinton looked a bit startled when a monk first struck the huge drum in the inner sanctuary of the shrine, but she seemed to enjoy the rituals of the purification ceremony and the performance from the shrine maidens. Four women in colorful kimonos performed a sacred dance for the secretary's entourage. She later said that the shrine's message of balance and harmony is a good concept for America's role in the world. Tomorrow, the secretary touches down in Indonesia. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tokyo.